These words are taken from the first reading proclaimed. Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the God of Jacob. On the mountaintop. My second favorite place to be in the world, other than Prayer to Sheen, which goes without saying, is a small town in Montana on the western side of Glacier Park called Whitefish. I went there and took the train there in 1988, and I fell in love with the town. It has everything that I picture heaven: blue skies, mountains, crystal clear streams, smell of pine in the air. To me, that's heaven. And I try to get out there every now and then. And there's something about the mountains that I can't really describe, but I love being there. When I took the train out on the first time, the conductor, after we had left Cut Bank, Montana, and crossed over the gorge, he said, "Now start watching for the mountains." And of course, they were that high when you could start seeing them. But there's something about them, being in the mountains, you kind of get away from things. Any cares that you have, you can put them aside. And there's another town there that I've spent a couple times called Essex. It's a real big town. I think it has maybe 50 people, maybe 100 at most. And there's an inn. The thing is, it can't last forever. You got to come back. But just at least for those few days, it's just like a release and being at peace. And it is interesting, in our first reading today, the prophet Isaiah told people, "Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord." Because Isaiah was on to something. And it's interesting, which I'll point out later, how many times mountain is mentioned in sacred scripture. Because it is to be where God dwells, on the very highest mountain. Starting with the new church year, and for the past 3 years, I have been reflecting upon the second reading. But now I'm going to go to the first reading, and when I preach, I'm going to be going to the first reading. Even though it's taken from the Old Testament, it's got a wealth of knowledge and information for us. Luckily, the gospel passage usually is a common theme with the first reading, so I can also go into the gospel as well. And as seen in sacred scripture, the Old Testament is the promise. What God had promised to do when he expelled Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden. The promise that one day the Savior and Redeemer will come. And the New Testament is seen as fulfillment, that Jesus Christ has come as God had promised. So let's take a look at the reading today. And quite fortunately, the next 3 Sundays, all of Advent season, the first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah prophesied in the, I look at it, the early 1700s and went into the late 600s. His prophecy expanded and went over a 40-year time period. It was not good during the time of the people of the Israelites. At one point, they lost their kingdom. And so the prophet Isaiah had to preach to them what was their part in that, why they lost the kingdom. Quite simply, they had sinned against God. But in the passage we heard, which is right at the very beginning of his prophecy, he envisions for them that God's kingdom rests on the very highest mountain. He said, "Come, let us go there. Let us climb this mountain and let us come to the place of God, the house of Jacob." What he finds in there is this, and we get the first glimpse, is that in this kingdom there is peace. There is no longer weapons for war, but rather they've been converted into planting and providing for food. He said, "This is the kingdom of our Lord and God." It is interesting to find in sacred scripture, as I said before, how many times God's kingdom is referred to the highest mountain. When God created everything, he was high above all things and then created everything here on earth. When Moses went to climb Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments, he went to meet God. And what other time when he did so, his face was just dazzling white. He had seen God. Isaiah, again, a couple different times, refers to, again, God's holy mountain, and upon it is God's kingdom. Even Jesus himself, while he was on earth, when he took that great opportunity to begin the Sermon on the Mount, he climbed on top of a mount over people as being the good teacher to teach them the way of the Lord. Several different times we hear in sacred scripture, Jesus went off by himself into the mountain to be with his heavenly Father. And one last passage in which we hear the transfiguration, where Jesus selected three of his close apostles, took them to the high mountain, and for a few brief moments saw Jesus transfigured. But about in every case, though, there was also the time to come back down. You enjoy seeing the vision of God, being with God, but while you're in the world, you come down from that mountain. The Advent season is kind of an interesting season because it's hard to describe what the season should do. Yes, we prepare for coming of Christmas. We prepare for remembering the first coming of Christ and look forward to his second coming. But there's other ways in which to look at this Advent season, one of which is I'm going to propose to you. Find time in your day to be with God. Put aside all your worries, anxieties, divisions, your fears, and just for a few moments, be with God. Enjoy his peace. This time of the year, and you don't even have to wonder why, a lot of people go through anguish and even sorrow. But I ask that you take time to be with God. Spend those few moments, even if it's visually, on a high mountaintop, to know that you are in the presence of God. The church season, what we do right here in the celebration of the Mass, is that we climb up to the mountain of God and see him ever so briefly. And yet we too go back out into the world. So use this Advent season of these four Sundays, the days in between, to spend time, I hope, every day to be on that mountaintop. Experience the peace of God so that you can dwell in his peace and that you know that Emmanuel, God, is with us.
We just have two announcements. Please check the bulletin for all of the activities this week, and script is available for purchase right after Mass.